Acting city manager Bill Howell says they started seeing problems at the fitness center around Christmas Day.
It was initially found that we had some shower drains that were frozen. That was resolved pretty quickly.
But the cold didn't let up. After they thawed the shower drains, the sewer lift station froze up.
After that, we discovered that there was a frozen fire sprinkler system.
Howell says on top of all that, the computer system that controls the boilers, pumps, and valves to heat the building stopped working properly.
We just had a lot of things go wrong all at once. It's kind of a perfect storm.
Howell says repairing the computer system that regulates temperatures may take a few weeks due to the need to ship in parts. However, they don't need to completely fix the computer system to open the facility. As soon as they can thaw the fire sprinkler system and the drains, they'll open.
Our most optimistic estimates is a week to 10 days.
Thawing those pipes is not as simple as it sounds. Howell says both the sprinklers and the drainage pipes run underneath a crawl space that's unheated.
They're trying to find ways to get more heat into that area. They have not identified that solution yet.
The city's maintenance staff are working almost 24-hour shifts to figure out how to heat the crawl space. Howell says the city has funds allocated for emergencies like this to pay workers overtime. But why did this situation happen, in which so many parts of the fitness center broke all at once? Howell says mostly it's just a product of our environment.
You know, I think it's ambitious to put a pool in a subarctic environment to begin with, but there's a lot going on in this building. I can see how the folks who engineered it may have missed a few of the little nuances that would have prevented some of these things.
Despite the malfunctioning computer system, the unheated crawl space, and the frozen pipes, Howell remains optimistic about the long-term prospects for the fitness center.
This is not the demise of the pool, and we're aware of what's at stake and how important this facility is to the community, and we're taking appropriate action.
In the short term, Howell says a little warmer weather would help out a lot. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.